This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Many of us have made our way to our local garden centers, stocking up on things to do outside where social distancing works so well. Generally, I've not been one to add a lot of chemicals to my gardens, which includes fertilizer. I never do to a lawn. Of course, the clover doesn't need it, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, to boost the bloom and get the foliage flashing, fertilizing is the ticket. So here are some tips on fertilizing for annuals and perennials. There's a difference. Since annuals live their entire life in one season, they'll bloom bigger and better with more fertilizer treatments. They don't have the advantage of a perennial that already has a hardy root system. Always follow package directions. For bodacious blooms, use a 10-20-10 fertilizer. This gives them more phosphorus, the middle number, and is responsible for blooms, roots, and disease prevention. If you've bought plants for their foliage, then use a fertilizer with more nitrogen, something like a 20-10-10. Perennials could use a power boost each spring. To play it safe, you can use a general fertilizer, such as a 10-10-10, but cut the dose by half and then fertilize again in early June. I urge you to err on the side of caution so you don't burn your plants. If your perennials have been in decline, maybe getting floppy or leggy, perhaps fewer flowers, then give them a dose of fertilizer. Keep in mind, they may also need to be divided. Maybe some social distancing for the plants, too. Check out GardenBite.com for details on DRAM's Dramatic Organic Fertilizer and much more information. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.